Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. It is time for our Sunday school lesson, glory to God. And we are excited about the Word of God. Pastor, what's our title?
Praise the Lord. Our title today is Timothy, a leader with a legacy. Amen.
Glory to God.
Timothy with a leader with a legacy. And we're going to be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. And the second Timothy, third chapter, 14 through 16. Praise God.
Glory to God. And as we begin our lesson, glory to God, I need you to listen carefully. He is a leader with a legacy. Hallelujah. We need you to understand, glory to God, that this is a letter written to Timothy by Paul. So he's going to be giving some instruction. So we need you to hear what the Word of God is saying. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And our first verse, sincere legacy. Sincere from father to son.
Hallelujah.
First, Paul says that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus.
Now remember, Paul was a doubter. Remember, Paul did not really believe at first until he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. Glory to God. And now Paul, glory to God, he is a true worker. He's a true man of faith. He's a true man trying to convert others to Christ. Glory to God. So here we find that God can change you. God can change your mind. God can change your opinion. God can change your way. Glory to God. Because think about how he changed Paul on the Damascus Road. Now Paul, glory to God, is instructing other apostles, other people on how to minister effectively to the Word of God. Listen. God wants to work on you and you and you and me, glory to God. He wants to train us so that we can be effective in our teaching, effective in our ministry, effective in our walk, effective in our teaching. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way right now. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. But I looked at that, it said, from father to son.
Glory to God.
Now, Paul points out that, hey, he's an apostle.
Glory to God.
He's an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Now, that's saying something, because we knew that, hey, there were 12 disciples that followed Christ, that spread the gospel throughout the world. Oh, glory to God. But now, he said he's an apostle.
An apostle.
by Jesus Christ.
Glory to God. In other words, Pastor, what he's saying, he said, I didn't call myself.
No.
I was called by him. I was called by Jesus Christ. I was appointed by Jesus. I was anointed by him. I'm on a work. Glory to God. I'm on a work. I'm on a mission. I have to do what he's told me to do, showed me to do, and I have to instruct others. I have to lead others, glory to God, so that they too can spread the gospel, glory to God. Listen, I want you to know today that God wants us, glory to God, to spread the gospel. See, when we teach in Sunday school, he wants us to spread the gospel. He wants you, when you're teaching your Sunday school class, he wants you to spread the gospel. He wants you to get people so excited, so ignited, so enlightened that they're going to go forward and they're going to share the word of God with others. We're on a mission, y'all. We are all on a mission, and our mission is to teach the word of God.
Amen. And he points out that, hey, it's according to the promise.
Hallelujah.
Of life that is in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's all you're doing. You're spreading the life that Christ has given you because he died for us.
Glory to God.
He died for our salvation. Again, as co-pastor said a little while ago, that hey, he got his new life, hey, on the Damascus Road.
Glory to God.
See, somewhere along the line, you got to let people know that, hey, they got to accept Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To be a new creature.
Hallelujah.
To be born again. Praise God.
Let's review that. You remember he was on the Damascus Road.
Come on.
He was on his way looking to go and try to capture Christians because they called them the children of the way. You remember, we talked about that last week. But he got converted. He got touched. His eyes opened up, and he became a what? He became a believer. He became a follower. He became an apostle. He became one that went out, glory to God, trying to get others to understand what the power of God, the power of Jesus Christ. He went out to get them to accept Jesus Christ. Listen, when you meet Jesus, you're going to find yourself, you can't help it. You can't help but share the word. You can't help but teach the word. You want others to get excited and ignited and get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because that's our mission. You, you're on a mission. We have to teach the word of God. Yes, your Sunday school class is a way for you to teach the word of God. Yes. Sometimes in the community, you might be sitting at a dinner table, glory to God, and before you know it, you're sharing the word of God. Share the word of God, because there's life in the word. There's victory in the word. There's healing in the word. There's deliverance in the word. And it's our job, hallelujah, to teach the word.
Go ahead. Amen, amen. Now we're talking about, hey, father to son. And in verse 2 it says, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son.
Hallelujah.
Grace, mercy.
Hallelujah.
And peace from God the Father and Christ and Christ Jesus our Lord. He's letting him know, listen, you're my son.
Hallelujah.
But what I'm bringing you the grace.
Hallelujah.
I'm bringing you the mercy. I'm bringing you the peace from God our Father. He's letting know what he's bringing to him. Oh, glory to God. But it ain't supposed to stop because, as we point out now, this is, hey, a legacy that Timothy got to leave. But guess what? He's seeing and he's being touched by the apostle, his father. Oh, glory to God.
And you see, when you think about it, when he said apostle, when he called himself a father, he was saying that I have been sent to teach you.
I've been
sent to guide you. So the Lord has opened up my understanding, opened up my mind, and I have to show you the way. I have to show you what you need to do, glory to God, because he's instructing Timothy. He's showing Timothy. He's leading Timothy in the ways of God. And today we have many people that were pastors and ministers and evangelists and apostles and others leading us the way, teaching us the way to what to teach the word of God, that others may be saved. You're on a mission. I'm on a mission. We're on a mission to get others to open up their hearts to Jesus Christ. So here you have Paul teaching Timothy, helping Timothy, so that Timothy could be more effective in his ministry. Go ahead.
Praise God. Now, part B is the foundation of faith. Again, foundation of faith. It says in verse 3, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembered of thee in my prayer day and night.
And now you see what Paul is saying in the letter. He's saying to Timothy, I remember you always in what in my prayer.
Come on in.
We ought to pray for others as they work in the ministry, as they teach the word. We are to pray for others that they can become bolder and more effective. We ought to pray for each other because we are on a mission. We are on a journey. So here you have Paul, glory to God. You have Paul saying to Timothy that he's praying for him. He's praying for him to be more effective. He's praying for him to be more bold. He's praying for him to spread the word in a greater way. Glory to God. So that's what we need to do. We need to pray for one another because guess what? Others need to be saved. There are many that are still lost, Lord God. So we need to be bold and sharing the word of God so that others can get saved, that others can become committed, that others can take up the cross and follow Jesus, not part of the way, but all the way, glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, praise God. Again, he's thanking God.
Hallelujah.
He's thanking God, but yet I want to thank God for through my service.
Hallelujah.
That I pray for you day and night because as I pass on to you, as I impart unto you, glory to God, that you continue. I'm not ceasing. Don't you cease.
No.
Without ceasing, I'm praying for you day and night. And in that fourth verse, still talking about the foundation of the faith, it says, greatly deserving to see thee, being minded of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Want to see him.
In other words, he said, I'm desirous. I'd love to see you. I need to see you, glory to God. And we need to come back in fellowship. But I'm sending you this letter. He's sending this letter of encouragement. He's sending this letter, glory to God, to let him know that he's been praying for him, that he's still in his prayers, and just to continue pressing toward the mark of higher calling. Continue doing the work that God has assigned you to do. You know, that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to encourage one another, glory to God. We have to encourage that Sunday school teacher that's teaching. Keep on teaching that word. Hallelujah. Stay faithful in the word. Hallelujah. We have to encourage those, glory to God, that's on the journey trying to help others to get saved, glory to God, trying to bring the word of deliverance, glory to God. We need to encourage one another. We need to build one another up, glory to God, so that they would keep on pressing toward the mark of higher calling, glory to God.
Amen, amen. Again, we're still on this area of Paul pointing out the foundation of your faith. Now, in verse 5, it said, when I call to remember the unfrail faith that is in thee, which dwell first by thy grandmother Lois and by thy mother Eunice, and I am pursued that in thee also. Oh, glory to God. Now, again, he's pointing out because his grandmother and his mother, they imparted to him the scriptures. Amen.
But here's the interesting thing about it, that his mother and his grandmother were Jews. Glory
to God.
But the father was what? A Greek. But the mothers, glory to God, brought them up in the ways of God, teaching them the word of God. Hallelujah. So they were what they had. He had foundational faith being what placed in him, glory to God, by his mother and his grandmother, glory to God. And Paul was aware, glory to God, that he was what rooted in the what in the word, glory to God. He was grounded in the word because he had been taught by effective women, glory to God, who loved God and loved the word and wanted to share the word. Listen. What's that telling us, glory to God? We have to be effective what in the word. We have to be willing to share the word with others. There are others that may not know the way, glory to God. Our job, glory to God, is to be effective in our ministry, effective in our sharing, effective in telling, glory to God, because guess what? We can't keep it to ourselves. There are others that's lost, glory to God. There's others that need to be saved. And we are on a mission, glory to God, just like Paul was saying to Timothy, you're on a mission, and I remember your grandmother, and I remember your mother, and I know that you've been taught the foundational faith, glory to God, and you are on a mission. Not only that, you are my son in the gospel, and I have to impart knowledge, more knowledge in you, because you are on a journey, you are on a mission. Listen, y'all, We all on a mission, glory to God, to spread the gospel of Christ. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Let's look at this a little bit closer now. It says, when I call to remember the unfrail faith. Now listen, they were Jews. And he was, and at that point, they were giving him the scriptures. But see, one thing Paul pointed out to him. Now, see, Jesus was to fulfill, oh, glory to God, to fulfill the scriptures, the law. Because basically what they were doing, they were pointing out to Tim when he was growing up. Amen. But he had to be told about Christ, the new creature. He had to be told about what he was going to do, because right now he's a pastor. Oh, glory to God. Paul is talking to his son.
And you remember Paul? Remember we talked about last week how Paul met Jesus.
That's right.
He was on the Damascus Road, but he was going the wrong way. But he met Jesus, glory to God, and Jesus spoke to him from heaven. Hallelujah. You know, why are you persecuting me, glory to God? And he was led, and he was taught the word of God. And now he became a what? A believer, a follower, a teacher, glory to God, helping others to what? To become converted. He became an apostle. He became a leader in the what? In the ministry. Once a doubter, but now a believer, glory to God. Listen. God wants to use you, glory to God. He wants to use me, glory to God. That's what? There's others that's lost. There's others that need to be saved. And we have to what? Share the gospel of Christ. Share the word of God to help others recognize that they need Jesus in their life. That's right. He's our Savior. Hallelujah. He's our Savior. And we got to help them to realize that he's come to what? To save them and to deliver them. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Again, pursue. You got to pursue that which they has been put into you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The fulfillment. Amen. Glory to God. Because you have to touch.
Hallelujah.
You got to touch somebody. When you're talking about leaving a legacy. Oh, we talking about a legacy. He got to reach people, touch them, so that when he's gone, hey, that's going to be with him.
That word going to live on.
Come on, that word going to live on.
That word. Not only that, when you're touching others with the word, and when others get saved, glory to God, they're going to what? They're going to be so empowered, so ignited, so excited until they're going to share the word. We have to what? Spread the gospel of Christ. We have to let others know, glory to God, that it's important for them to accept Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Well, he said, nobody can come unto the Father but by me. So we have to what? We have to share the gospel of Christ so that others can be saved. Somebody shared for you. Somebody shared for me, glory to God. And we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But listen. And it's your job and my job to continue spreading the word of God.
Amen, amen. Now look. Oh, we're moving on right here now. And part C, it says, the gift of God. The gift of God.
Yes, sir.
In verse 6 said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, thy putting on of my hands.
The laying of hands.
Hey, glory
Hallelujah,
to God.
Glory to God. He said, the gift of God that's already in you, I need you to stir it up. Glory to God, I need you to get excited. I need you to get ignited. I need you to recognize, glory to God, that is the one, that's a gift of God. Hallelujah. That salvation is a gift of God. And when you stir up that gift, glory to God, you recognize that others need that, what, that gift. Others need that salvation. Others need to be saved. And what's going to happen? You're going to find yourself what, spreading the gospel of Christ. And when you spread the gospel, glory to God, to others, then they're going to spread the gospel to others, glory to God. And that's what it's all about. We are what? We are saved, but our salvation is predicated on the fact that we want others saved. We want others delivered. We want others' eyes open, glory to God. We want them to walk in the light of Christ, to walk in the liberty of Christ, to walk in the salvation of Christ, glory to God. So it's your job and my job, glory to God. Say, but I'm not an evangelist. Yes, you are, glory to God. You have to what? Share that word that you receive. You share that word, glory to God, and help others, glory to God, recognize that they They need Jesus Christ in their life. It's our job. It's our duty. It's our obligation, glory to God, to do what he's called us to do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But and I constantly look at that word gift.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we again, as I was pointing out and I was talking to my wife, we look at the fivefold ministry. People say that you're in an office. Hey, glory to God. But when we look into the Word of God, each and every one that stand in that service, they had hands laid on them.
Oh, Lord.
But that was to fulfill the word, because the word says, hey, when there's two or three touching and agreeing, he's in the midst as that gift is placed on them.
Hallelujah.
Placed on them as an apostle, placed on them as a pastor, placed on them as a teacher, placed on them as a prophet, placed on them as an event. Oh, glory to God. All these are gifts that you got to reach out and touch people, because what you're doing, you're leaving something that's gonna be with them once you're gone.
Hallelujah. You're standing in your office. You're standing in your calling.
With
the way that God has empowered you, glory to God. But it's not for you to keep it to yourself. It's to spread the gospel of Christ. It's for you to go to and fro and spread the gospel of Christ. There are many people that are still lost. There's many people that have not accepted him. It is our responsibility. Listen. Our responsibility, your responsibility, and my responsibility to share the word of God. Just like Paul was sharing the word, glory to God. Here he is, glory to God, sharing the word with what? His student, Timothy, his son in the gospel. He was encouraging him, hallelujah, and he was giving him what? Some faith, more faith, glory to God. He was letting him know his duty, glory to God. So that's the same thing. We have to share the word. When you're teaching Sunday school, you're sharing the word. You're empowering your students, glory to God. You help them to realize that they too must teach the word, that they too must share the word. Glory to God. We're on a mission, and we're on a mission for Christ, glory to God, to help others come to what? To the knowledge of him, to others, to get others to get saved, to get others to surrender to the will of God.
Amen. I just want to point out how we are touched by the gift of these individuals that Paul is talking about, because again, we stand in a lot of those areas of our office, but yet we possess those with those gifts.
Yes.
Look at the apostles. What they did, they went to and fro, they placed churches, they planted churches. They put people there, and they fed into them as their sons. They being their father in ministry. And we look at the pastor. We look at a pastor. He's touching individuals. He's touching their lives. See, we're building on, hey, legacy, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Something that's gonna be there when you're gone. Oh, I think about my pastor, oh, glory to God. Right now, he's been gone for years, but he left a legacy in
Hallelujah.
Me because he planted a foundation.
Hallelujah.
He planted a foundation in me that's going to continue, because he planted it in the word. And that's what Paul doing with Timothy.
Well, Pastor, what it was, he planted that word in many of us. I remember we were in New Orleans. I remember, glory to God, when Hurricane Katrina came, glory to God, and people left New Orleans and they went to different locations. We had some that were already preaching the gospel, glory to God, but then we had others went to other areas, and we are hearing about them to even today. They are preaching the gospel. They have churches. They have ministries. They have outreaches. They're spreading what the gospel, glory to God. So when you get the word and I get the word, it's our responsibility to what? To share it, to spread it, glory to God, because others need to be saved. Others need to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, that's what Paul was doing, glory to God. He was spreading the word. He was encouraging his followers. He was encouraging Timothy, glory to God. So we need to encourage one another. There are still many people lost, glory to God. And soon and very soon, one day, Jesus is going to come back again. And you got to be ready. You got to be already saved, glory to God. So we are on a mission, glory to God. We're on a mission to help others, glory to God, to open up their hearts and accept Jesus Jesus Christ as their Savior. Listen. It is all of our responsibility when we get saved, glory to God, to share the word of God. Are you telling somebody, glory to God? Are you telling somebody about Jesus, glory to God? Are you helping to lead somebody to Christ, glory to God? Are you talking about deliverance, glory to God? Are you talking about faith, glory to God? Listen. We are to what? Spread the gospel wherever we go. Go ahead.
Amen. And when we look at Paul, we look at Paul being able to what? Possess all of these gifts.
Hallelujah.
Of the four or fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He prophesied on his sons and told them what's going to unfold in the body. He was their pastor, oh glory to God. He was their teacher, oh glory to God.
And even calling himself their father in the ministry.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
In other words, I'm here to help you, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to share the word of God with you.
I'm here
to strengthen you. I'm here to encourage you. See, that's what it's all about. As seasoned people in the gospel, glory to God, you are to what? Encourage others. Just like Paul was encouraging Timothy, we're to encourage others. Because guess what? There's still many lost, glory to God. And we have a responsibility, glory to God, to share the gospel. You need Jesus Christ in your life, glory to God. You need to accept him as your personal Savior. Glory to God. You need to become part of the family of God. You need to become a believer. Glory to God. You need to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to be, it's no turning back. Hallelujah. You're going to find yourself pressing toward the mark of higher calling. You're going to find yourself keep on going. Hallelujah. Keep on studying. Keep on sharing. Keep on preaching. Keep on praying. Glory to God. You're going to find yourself because you're on a job. And our job is what? It's to spread the gospel.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, again, hey, of laying of hands, hallelujah, touching and agreeing.
Hallelujah.
God said he's in the midst. Oh, when we pray and see this happen, we got to understand that, hey, there's a gift resting there.
Hallelujah.
There's a gift coming. There's a gift, the gift of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and move on now. We're moving to our second part of our lesson. And this is going to be coming from 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 14 to 16. And it's persist in learning. You got to persist in learning. And verse 14 it said, but continue thou in the things which thou have learned and have been pursued of, knowing of whom thou have learned them. Oh, glory to God.
Continue studying. You got to study to show yourself approved of
God. Say it again now.
A workman that needed not be ashamed.
Well.
You got to continue studying. You got to continue reading. You got to continue praying. You got to continue pressing toward the mark of higher calling. You got to continue. You cannot stop, glory to God. We're on a mission, glory to God. We're on a job, hallelujah. Our job is what? It's to minister the word of God. So he said we got to be persistent. We have to be consistent. We got to keep on going. We can't get tired. It's not time to get tired. You got to keep on going and keep on sharing that word, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because there's still many people lost, and we want them to accept Jesus Christ. We want them to allow Jesus to become the Lord of their life. Somebody took time for you, and somebody took time with me, glory to God. So guess what? It is our job to share the gospel. Are you sharing the gospel today? How about to that brother? How about to that sister? How about to that neighbor? How about to that friend, glory to God, you go shopping with, glory to God? Are you sharing the word, glory to God? Are you inviting them to church? Are you inviting them to ministry? You're inviting them to Sunday school? You're inviting them to revivals? What are you doing, glory to God? We have to what? Share that word. We have to encourage others to accept Jesus Christ. There's only one way, hallelujah. There's only one way to heaven, glory to God. You got to become a believer. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, glory to God. So it is our job to help others, glory to God, just like somebody helped you and me. It's our job. You're on a job, glory to God. Are you sharing the gospel? Are you praying for others? What are you doing, glory to God? We have a job to do, just like Paul is encouraging Timothy, glory to God. We have to encourage one another, glory to God. There are still many, many lost.
Amen, amen. Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McCall saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McCall.
We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry, to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.